Amen. I have a message today that's a good message, amen, but you may not like it, amen. Say, I may not like it. But because you don't like it don't mean it's not from God, amen. Every now and again, God will do some things that we won't like, amen. Matter of fact, he does a lot of things that we don't like. But you know what? We just have to go with God, amen. The title of my message today is In the Absence of Forgiveness, amen. Say, in the absence. In the absence of forgiveness, amen. Say, forgiveness. Because in the absence of forgiveness, things are put into place, amen. So this is the question that you may be asking, or that you should ask: what happens in the absence of forgiveness, amen? Somebody say, what happens in the absence of forgiveness? Whenever you talk about forgiveness, you don't get a lot of amens. Amen, because everybody's been hurt some way or another. Come on, somebody. Some way or another, amen. Somebody has done somebody wrong at one time or another, amen. Amen. And I'm not looking at nobody. Maybe you've done somebody wrong, amen. Come on, somebody. But there have to be some forgiveness. Say, some forgiveness. You know, a lot of times we want people to forgive us, but we won't forgive people. Amen. Am I in the right house? So today we are going to one of the foundation principles for our Christian walk on forgiveness. We receive forgiveness, say forgiveness, of our sins, first of all, when we become saved and we enter into the body of Christ. So as we walk as Christians, we are instructed to forgive. Say, instructed to forgive. Forgive is one of the hardest two-syllable words there is to say. Come on, somebody. Forgive me, for I was wrong. Come on, somebody. Because everybody wants to be right. I don't know about you. I always want to be right. Say, I always want to be right. But every now and again, I may be wrong. Come on, somebody. But not often. Come on, somebody. Somebody said, liar, liar. You know, we always want to be wrong. We always want to be right. But every now and again, we have to drop those rocks and do what God says do. And God says, forgive. Amen. And y'all know why I'm talking about this, because there's a big debate about whether or not somebody should have forgave somebody. Am I in the right house? That's public. That's on public display. Amen. Our scripture text for today, and I'm not going to be long, it's real quick, is Colossians 3 and 11 through 13. And it's in the English Standard Version. It says, here there is no Greek and Jew, circumcised or an uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all. Somebody say, Christ is all. And in all. Then it goes on to say, it says, put on. Somebody say, put on. As God's chosen one, that's verse 12. It says, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Then the next scripture says, bearing with one another. Say, bearing with one another. Do y'all know what it means to bear with one another? Sometimes you just have to put up with people. Come on, somebody. But when you put up with them, you have to look at them through the eyes of Christ. Amen? Because sometimes people get on your last nerve. Am I in the right house? Somebody say amen. Especially parents, you understand that, amen. Those kids just get on my last nerve, amen. Come on, somebody, okay. And sometimes it's your best friend. They would get on your last nerve, amen. Sometimes Pastor Loretta gets on my last nerve, amen. But you know what? I'm not leaving, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. No, I'm not leaving because you're on my last nerve, amen. Because the thing I found about last nerve is that's really not your last nerve, amen. Because you have a lot more nerves, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. So I need to stop saying you're on my last nerve, but you're close to being on my last nerve, amen. But anyway, what it goes on to say, bearing one another, and if one has a complaint, somebody say a complaint, against another, forgiving each other as the Lord, say as the Lord. Come on, somebody, has forgiven you. So you also, say you also. Say you also. Say you also must forgive. Amen. You never can be too big not to forgive. Say not to forgive. Because when you become too big for, to forgive somebody, what are you going to do when you need God to forgive you? Come on, somebody. I know this is not a popular message, but we need to forgive, because there's a lot of unforgiveness in the church today. Amen. There's a lot of unforgiveness in families. Amen. That have caused family splits. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. So I'm going to look at this. During the last 2 weeks, there's been much conversation across the nation about the act of forgiveness. Amen. During the sentencing phase of the Botham Jean trial in Dallas, the victim's younger brother offered the woman convicted of his brother's murder, come on somebody, this is real, forgiveness. In fact, he went as far as to say that he would wish that Jesus would become her savior. Am I in the right house? He indicated that he believed that this is what his brother, say his brother, not your brother. Come on, somebody. See, he had a different brother than we have. Amen. But he knew his brother, and he said, this is what my brother would want you to do. Amen. Would want me to do. This is what he would do. Say, this is what he would do. And it was the hug. Come on, somebody. And it was the word that was seen around the world. Come on, somebody. Everybody saw that. Amen. Now, this is what irritated me. I expect for the world to get an uproar behind that. But you know what? I didn't expect for church people to do. Come on, somebody. But maybe that's the problem. They're church people and not Christ people. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Because when you have Christ, you have a different perspective on how you... Come on, somebody. So today, say today, I'm not going to explore whether the young man's forgiveness was warranted. Amen? Because forgiveness is personal. Say forgiveness is personal. I don't have to forgive you, but if I don't forgive you, it blocks my blessings. Amen. You know, I go around here and say I'm blessed and highly favored, but I have unforgiveness in my heart for my brother. Am I in the right house? Or sister, amen. Ain't nothing blessed and highly favored about me. That makes me a hypocrite. Okay. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to myself, because I got to get some things right in my heart. Amen. Say, pastor got to get some things right. Amen. Oh, now I hear those wheels thinking, well, what's wrong with pastor? Amen. Come on. That ain't none of your business. Amen. That's between me and the Lord. Say me and the Lord. Amen. As long as I, because it says work out your own salvation. Amen. So I'm working on, say he working on something. Amen. Amen. Oh boy, y'all are nosy this morning, but okay. So this forgiveness is between you and God. Amen. It's not in between you and a person. See, a person can neither make you forgive them nor prevent you from forgiving them. Amen? Amen. They can act up and they can act bad, but it's still a personal choice. Say a personal choice. See, when Jesus was come on the cross, say when Jesus was on the cross. In the book of Luke 23 and 34, it says, then said Jesus, it says, Father, somebody say Father. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. That's real deep, because what did it say next? They parted his remnant and cast lots. Somebody said, what is that? He had a cold robe on. Say a cold robe. Amen. That robe was not a cheap robe. That robe was worth a lot of money. Amen. So what they did was they cut his robe up. Say cut his robe up. And then y'all know what they did? They shot dice for it. Am I in the right house? Y'all don't understand, amen. But even in that time, you know what he said? He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Say they know not what they do. Amen. And when I looked at that, I was like, you know what, Father? I got to forgive everybody, amen. Somebody said, everybody? Yeah, I got to forgive them. Amen. It didn't say I forget, but I got to forgive them. Say got to forgive them. So even doing all that was being done to him, the pain, say the pain, the ridicule, the mockery, the beatings, he still asked the Lord to forgive him. Amen. Say he asked the Lord to forgive them. I already caught that in the spirit. Well, I'm not going to forgive. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know what? They can slap me if they want to. I'm not going to turn my other cheek. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come. Okay. Y'all can do what you want to. It's about forgiveness. And I'm just trying to lay out something, you know, not literally slapping me, but whenever somebody talks about you, amen, they just talking about you, amen. But a lot of times what we don't understand is, are they really talking about you? Amen. A lot of times people don't even know you and talk about you. Amen. Come on, somebody. And all of a sudden you get isms against them. Man, they don't know nothing about me. Amen. All they know is that I go to Kenyon Christian Church. Amen. And I drive a great truck. Am I in the right house? Amen. They don't know nothing else about me. They talk about me, but you know what? So what? People talking about you. I heard a little boy at school. Y'all know I sub. A little boy at school. The little boy said, she started crying. She said I'm skinny. Amen. What? Is that all? Amen. Come on, somebody. She said you skinny. Amen. Well, are you? No. So if you're not skinny, why are you crying? Amen. Okay, whatever. But see, that's the way we do. Amen. Somebody say something and all of a sudden, you know what? We get it twisted. Amen. I'm going to cut their neck off. Am I in the right house? Amen. I'm going to shoot them. Just because somebody has said something, that's not true. If it's not true, it's not true. Amen. Okay. You can do what you want to, but I'm telling you, man, we got to forgive. Amen. The scripture clearly states that forgiveness of others is required as I walk as Christians. In the Lord's Prayer in the book of Matthew, Jesus told his disciples, he said, pray. Somebody say pray. For forgiveness for themselves as well as others. Because it says, forgive our debts. Come on, somebody. As we forgive our debtors. Sometimes we read the Bible and we won't read all of it. We'll stop at forgive our debts. Amen. Am I in the right house? Amen. Not worried about what the rest says. Amen. That's all I see is just forgive my debts. Amen. Don't worry about those debtors. You get them, Lord. Amen. I'm telling you. We have to read the whole thing. In the book of Mark 11 and 25, and I'm going somewhere because we're going to find out that we have to have forgiveness in our relationship. We have to have a relationship with God. We have to have forgiveness in our relationship with others. We have to have forgiveness in our relationship with ourselves. Amen. See, there has to be forgiveness, first of all, in our relationship with God. There has to be forgiveness in our relationship with others. Amen. Then there has to be forgiveness even with our relationship with ourselves. Say with ourselves. Amen. It says, and when we stand praying, and everybody talking about they're always praying. What does this say? What's the next thing after praying? Forgive. When you pray, if you really pray, guess what? We can forgive them. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know he ran off with all the money in the bank account. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you got to forgive him. Amen. I know she ran off with Quick Joe. Amen. I'm getting everybody. Amen. they said somebody just said, who is Quick Joe? Amen. But you know what? You still got to forgive him. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just going somewhere with this because that's what we have to do. We have to forgive. Say have to forgive. It says, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespass. Amen. In other words, we're not free. We always have the propensity to sin. Come on, somebody. But whenever we sin, we have to know that if, as we forgive others, God is willing to forgive us. Say willing to forgive us. See, forgiveness is not just saying words. Say not just saying words. It's an active process. I'm teaching this morning in which you make a conscious decision. What is a conscious decision? Conscious decision means that, you know what? I don't care what. And I tell y'all, sometimes there's a fine line between that. Don't touch my wife. You know what? I will not forgive you. Amen. I will lay hands on you, handle my business, and then I ask the Lord to forgive me. Amen. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I'm just being real about it because I hadn't grown to that yet. Amen. I hadn't got that far. Amen. I haven't crossed that path. So whenever that happens, like that boy, you know, but that boy was full of the Lord. I don't know what I'll do, amen. Say, I'll do. But you know what? Right now, I'm going to say, you know what? I'll forgive him. Say, I'll forgive him, amen. Amen? That's the first thing, a conscious decision. And then the next thing is a spiritual commitment to let go of negative feelings. Say, let negative feelings. And I said, it's a spiritual commitment because you cannot, unless it's spiritual, let go of the negative feelings, amen? There's no way that you can just let go of hurt unless the Lord comes in. Say the Lord comes in and does a work. Say does a work. You cannot let go of resentment unless the Lord, say the Lord, come in and do a work. See, what happens so often is we want him, let the Lord come in and do the work. Amen. Because if he comes in and do the work, it just might change us. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know I'm in the right house, but y'all need to come go with me. Amen. See, forgiveness requires you to step away from your feelings and depend on the supernatural power of God to help you forgive. Amen. See, our natural reaction to being lied on. Have you ever been lied on? Come on, somebody. Have you ever been treated? Have you ever been talked about? Have you ever been mistreated? Have you ever been scorned? Our natural is to get back at them. Say, get back at them. But God's words tells us that we should forgive. He told me it wasn't going to be a shouted message this morning because we got a lot of hard hearts in the house. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I'm talking about hard hearts. Amen. They're still holding up unforgiveness, man, and God can't do anything with that. Amen. See, forgiveness, first of all, is about your relationship with God. Say, my relationship with God. Forgiveness allows us to have a relationship with God, and it's also free to us. Say, free to us, that was paid by the blood of Jesus Christ. Forgiveness. Little word, forgiveness. Again, it is free to us, but it was not free to Jesus Christ. Because it says that he shed his blood for you and I. He didn't shed his blood for himself. He shed his blood so that you and I could be free. Amen. Say, I could be free. You know, when he looked down the corridors of hell and he saw his little brother and he saw his little sister. And he said, I got to go to the cross for them. Amen. I forgive them even though they don't understand what's going on. Say, what's going on? See, without relationship, there can be without forgiveness, there can be no relationship with God. Amen. Amen. You saw in Colossians that our forgiveness was linked to God. There was a parable. Somebody say a parable that can be found in Matthew 18 and 21. And I'll paraphrase it for you. There was a king. Somebody say a king that brought his servants before him to settle his accounts. One servant owed the king 1,000. Somebody say 1,000 bags of gold. Oh, shoot, 1,000. No, this is 10,000. Oh, not 1,000. He owed him 10,000 bags of gold. He could not pay the king, so the king was going to sell his wife. Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord. And his children and all that he owned to pay off the debt. It says, so the servant begged to be allowed more time to repay the king. Say, the king had compassion. The king had compassion, and you know what he did? It says that he canceled his debt. Say, cancel his debt. Okay, then this same servant, say, same servant. A man owed him 100 pieces of silver. Come on, somebody. Only 100 pieces of silver. And you know what? He showed no compassion on that man. And so when the king found out about it, you know what the king says? I'm going to throw you in prison, and guess what you got to do? Pay off your debt. Say, pay off your debt. So a lot of times we look at what we're doing, and we don't look at the big picture. Amen. Because there's somebody that has gone before us that has paid a bigger debt than you and I. Say, you and I. Amen. So we must remember that no matter what we're going through, forgiveness is through Christ. Say, through Christ. So when we don't forgive, say, when we don't forgive, we are turning away from our gift of forgiveness from God. Amen. Which takes us to point two, forgiveness and our relationship with others. Say, forgiveness and our relationship with others. I'm going to sit down on this one. When you don't have forgiveness and our relationship with others, you will see the impact. People, say people, who don't forgive usually are not good with relationships. Amen. Somebody say amen. They start relationships, but they end up broken. Amen. It doesn't matter if they're romantic relationships. Why is that? I'm glad you asked. It requires others to be perfect when we ourselves are not perfect. Come on, somebody. We require something of somebody else that we're not even willing to give. And I say we. I put that we in there because it's all of us. Amen. I want you to be perfect, but I got flaws. Amen. I don't want you to look at my flaws. Amen. I'm going to look at your flaws. Come on, somebody. We're going to get free today. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say, who is perfect in this room? The word says nobody. No, not one. Amen. Gary said, I'm perfect. Amen. Every now and again, even though he's a master cook, he messes up the food sometime. Amen. Say sometime. Amen. Okay, he said, Gary. See, he talking about he want to show a picture now of how he messed up, amen. But he's a master at what he does, amen. And if he can mess up, guess what? Come on, somebody. We can mess up too, amen. Somebody say amen. We're still talking about this, our relationship with others, in the book of John 8:31, 8:3 and 11. Amen. There's a story of a woman that was caught. Get this now. A woman that was caught in the act of adultery. Oh, it got quiet on that one. Because you know my question, it's going to be at the end. Where is the man? Amen. Am I in the right house? But anyway, it says that the Pharisees brought the woman before Jesus and said that she was caught in the very act of adultery. And Jesus asked, what shall be done with her? According to the law, this is them, the woman should have been stoned. In the story, it says that Jesus bent down and started writing on the ground. Come on, somebody. Come on, get this. Y'all need to picture this. The scribes and Pharisees continued to ask Jesus a question. And Jesus told them, let he, that is without sin amongst you. Come on, somebody. Let him first cast the first stone, amen, at her. And it says, as he began kneeling down and writing in the sand, one by one, the accusers, were convicted and they left, only until it was Jesus and this woman. Then Jesus asked her, where are your accusers? Come on, somebody. That condemned her. She said, there are none. And Jesus, with his forgiveness, he didn't condemn her either. And guess what he said? He said, go and sin no more. Amen. Say, go and sin no more. Amen. You may have been wondering, I was wondering, what was Jesus writing in the sand? Because it never said what he was writing in the sand. I think he was writing the Pharisee's name down. Amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, Pharisee Jody, this is what you did last week. Am I in the right house? Amen. And Jody saw that, and you know what Jody said? You know what? I got to check out of here. Amen. Come on, somebody. And he continued to write, amen. A Pharisee high and mighty. Am I in the right house? Amen. It said, well, you did this week before last. Amen. High and mighty saw his name, and you know what he said? Well, let me get out of here. Amen. Come on, somebody. Are y'all getting my point? He that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Amen. Okay. You can do what you want to. Amen. You know, because what happens so often is we have hidden sins. Come on. And I said we. I'm not looking at nobody. We have hidden sins that we don't want nobody to know about. Amen. Now, what if all of a sudden Jesus just decided to put your sin on the billboard down on Jackson Street? Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. Come on, somebody. But thank God. Come on. Somebody say thank God that we have forgiveness. Amen. Because I remember, man, years ago, man, it's a lot of stuff that I wouldn't want on that billboard. Amen. They'd be talking about, is he the pastor? Amen. What? That's the pastor? Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. And y'all laughing, but I ain't the only one. Amen. Come on, somebody. Are y'all all right this morning? I'm just going somewhere because we got to get it right. We're trying to go somewhere, and in order for us to go, we got to get rid of some baggage. Say, get rid of some baggage. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm trying to find this point for y'all. Amen. Because this is a point. Amen. The book says the next thing is Psalm 32:1-2. It says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven. Say, transgression is forgiven. I'm glad mine is forgiven. Amen. Say, mine is forgiven. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. Amen. I thank God for forgiving me. Amen. Well, parenthetically speaking, maybe, just maybe, he was writing the Ten Commandments to evaluate their sins when he was in the sand. We don't know what he was writing, but we know that whatever he was writing, it convicted their hearts. Amen? See, in any case, when faced with the idea that they might be judged first, amen, come on, somebody, before acting against the woman, guess what they did? They all left. Amen. This is what I have to say to you. Leave it to God. Let God work it out. Amen. And this is what I said. By the way, where was the man? Can somebody tell me where was the man? It takes more than just a woman to commit adultery. Am I in the right? Now, where was the man? Amen. It comes to it. My creative thinking and how I think. Amen. It tells me that they must have something against women. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. That's just my thinking, amen. But you a man, maybe you know what? Growing up, somebody say growing up, my thinking got skewed, amen. Say got skewed, amen. A lot of times, you know, women are not able to do something. Matter of fact, in most churches, they will say, women be quiet. Amen. What you mean, women be quiet, amen? It's okay for them to sing, but they can't preach. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. It's okay for them to do the announcements. Come on, somebody. I mean, they'll run me out of town if they hear me saying this. Amen. Okay. But say that's all right. I'm still thinking about that man. Where was the man? How come y'all didn't bring the man? Matter of fact, you should have got the man first. Am I in the right house? Amen. It was probably him that slid over there. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Amen. But anyway, say anyway. The lack of forgiveness will allow you to transfer your feelings from one person to another. Say from one person to another. Say from one person to another. Say one more time, one person to another. Now, I'm glad you're with me, because lack of forgiveness in past relationships can make us transfer those feelings we have against others to our new relationships. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. It's our baggage. Say our baggage. Come on, somebody. We continue to collect and keep old baggage. Feelings of insecurity and unbalanced thinking. Come on, somebody. And try to take that into a new relationship. Come on, somebody. And it don't have to be romantic relationship. It can be a friend, say a friend relationship. Especially when you don't ask for another's opinion. Or you ask the right person to just justify your actions. Amen. Until we're so weighted down that we can't function in new relationships. Amen. New relationship. What I mean, you take a baggage. Amen. Okay. Come on. This is the new relationship. Here I come. Oh, how y'all doing? Y'all doing good, amen. Y'all doing just great. Amen. Man, show looks good around here. Amen, man. Man, what have y'all been doing around here? Amen. You know what? I'm ready to forge a relationship with you. Amen. Amen. But what people do when they forge a relationship, they don't tell you about the baggage that they bring with them. Amen. Come on, somebody. They just show up. Amen. Come on, somebody. Show up. But you know what we have to do is we have to unpack. Say unpack. Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. And you know what? I'm going to unpack this. Amen. Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus. They looked at those pants and said, oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, unpack. What am I unpacking? I'm unpacking that you late again. Come on, somebody. Am I in the right house? And it's not just men that be late coming in. Amen. Sometimes women are late coming in. Amen. But that's baggage. Amen. That you done bought in my house. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on. I'm going somewhere with this. But you have to see it in the spirit. Amen. Ooh, it's grungy, ain't it? Ooh. But you bought the baggage. This was in your suitcase. Oh, Lord Jesus. Somebody said, ooh, I wouldn't wear that shirt. And what does it smell like? Amen. Oh, something else. Amen. What is this? Amen. What is this? Oh, it says, that doesn't smell like my perfume or cologne I smell. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Oh, Jesus, I'm going somewhere with this. Amen. It doesn't smell like, amen. Come on, somebody. Maybe I just tried on some perfume that I thought you might would like. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Okay, we're going somewhere with this. The next thing is, oh boy, look at these. Whoa. Look at these. I heard somebody say, oh, young kids, what old anyway? Amen. Come on. But anyway, you know, this is not my baggage. Y'all need to get this. Because that's the way we do in relationships. We bring that baggage with us. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay. The last one is, y'all know this. Something just ain't right. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Oh, I'm tracking better than y'all saying amen. You know what? Something is just not right. Amen. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it. Amen. But something about them is just not right. Amen. Okay. That's because we have brought baggage into a new relationship. Amen. Be it another romantic relationship, be it a friend relationship, but we so often bring our own baggage. Amen. Come on, somebody. Into a relationship. Amen. Come on, somebody. See, but when we have forgiveness, say forgiveness, it allows us to take out, somebody say take out, and throw out old baggage that sabotage our relationships. Amen. And it allows for us, say for us, to have forgiveness. Amen. And allows for us to have healthy relationships that we must recognize that are not perfect, and neither are the others. Amen. Say neither are others. Well, I'm going to repack that thing. Say repack that thing. I'm going to repack it with, come on, somebody. I will love hard. Come on, somebody. Okay. You can do what you want to. I will love hard. Amen. I'm not going to love suspiciously. Amen. Guess what? I'm going to love hard. Amen. But you need to watch them. Amen. But anyway, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. 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 Hey, Pastor Loretta, you know what? People talk about how nice I am and stuff. You know what? There are certain guidelines that I have to follow. Come on, somebody. How long are you going to stay at Walmart? Amen. Am I in the right house? Okay, you can say what you want to. And I don't get mad at her because she say that. Amen. Come on, somebody. I thank God. Amen. I welcome that somebody's concerned about me. Amen. Why are you asking me that? Amen. Why shouldn't they ask you that? Is there a problem? Okay, whatever. The next one is, I have the eyes of Christ. Come on, somebody. This is what I'm putting in my new one. I done threw that old mess out. Amen. Especially those people getting ready to get married. I'm looking over that way. I'm not looking at nobody, but amen. I got another one. Amen. This is a hard one right here. They are not them. They are not them. They are not that last person. Amen. Come on, somebody. They are a new person. Amen. Because we'll bring that old person. Matter of fact, I should have put that old person in the suitcase. Amen. We'll bring that old person and we'll see them as that old person. Amen. Look, I come to tell you this morning, because of forgiveness, they are not them. Say, they are not them. Come on, somebody. And not only that, I've had this shirt for a while. Somebody say had it for a while. So because I've had it for a while, look, I had it for a while. I'm telling you, I've had this shirt for about a year, but I never took the tag off. Come on, somebody. Sometimes in a relationship, you have to take tag off. Because if you don't take the tag off, that means you may return it. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, somebody. If you don't take the tag off, amen. They said bring it back like it was. Amen. Amen. And you know what? If I don't take the tag off, I may just return it. Amen. No. Somebody say no. I so hate to do this. Oh, I hate to. Oh, this is hurting me. Oh, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Oh, I can't take it. Oh, let me get this one. Amen. Amen. Somebody say, help me, Jesus. Because, see, I might just be able to get that back on it. Oh, I may. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take the tag off. Come on, somebody. Because I'm being free. Come on, somebody. You can't say, well, you know what, it's not going to work. No, it's going to work, amen. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and take the tags off, amen. 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 What size is this shirt anyway? What size is this shirt, my friend? There you go. Nice shirt. Somebody said, why did he give it to him? Amen. Well, he's the only one that's 6'6 up in here. Amen. He's the only one that got arms just as long as mine and a body long as mine. Amen. If I give it to you, it'd be down to here. Amen. Come on, somebody. Okay. Am I teaching okay? The last thing that we're going to put in there is, look, his word. Somebody say his word. Amen. And guess what? As I put his word in, guess what I'm going to be? I'm going to be all in. Somebody say all in. Come on, somebody. Okay. And you know what? I'm going to put this in my suitcase. Oh, shoot, Jesus. And I'm going to zip my suitcase up. Amen. And every now and again, come on, somebody. You need to reopen that suitcase and look what you have in there. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because that suitcase don't exist anymore. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Forgiveness. Amen. We have to do that in all things. Amen. Now, this does not mean that you should continue to let people mistreat you. Amen. We should be open to those that truly repent. Say truly repent. So even after salvation, God made a way for us to forgive, to be forgiven, even as we fall. Say we fall short. How many of y'all know we fall short? Sometimes people will suffer the consequences of their action, but that doesn't mean we should rejoice and wish the consequences on them. Amen. So this is what I say to you. Stop circling the wagons. Do y'all know what circling the wagons is? I guess I'm old. That's the way they used to do in the Western days. Amen. They used to put them in the middle and just circle the wagons. Amen. Come on, somebody. You know what? We circle the wagons hoping that something bad happens to somebody. Amen. And you don't know, why we're hoping that something bad happens to somebody, there are some wagons that are circling you. Amen. Am I in the right house? So in the world, they call it karma. But in the word, it says, whatsoever a man soweth. Come on, somebody. That said, I'm teaching better than you saying amen. Amen. It says, dearly beloved. Somebody say, dearly beloved, in Romans 12 and 19, and I'm just about there, amen. It says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, amen, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance, somebody say vengeance. Vengeance is mine. Vengeance is not yours, amen. Stop taking vengeance out on everybody, amen. If you continue to take vengeance out on everybody, you'll be by yourself, amen, for the rest of your life. Am I in the right house? Amen. Come on, somebody. Don't nobody want to be by themselves, amen. Everybody wants friends, amen. Everybody wants somebody that they can confide in, amen. But every time you come up, it's always about vengeance. Am I in the right house? I don't like being around mean people. Amen. Because they don't have nothing good to say. If they mean around you, they're going to be mean around somebody else, and they're going to talk about you. Am I in the right house? Amen. Because if they're talking about you, if they're talking about somebody else with you, guess what they'll do? They'll talk about you with somebody else. Am I in the right house? Man, get on down the road with that stuff. I'm trying to get somewhere. Say get somewhere. I know it's not a nice message, but anyway, we got to get this forgiveness right. Amen. Because like I said, everybody has been wrong. Say everybody's been wrong. Amen. So the last point, say the last point, forgiveness in our relationship with ourselves. A lot of people say, you know what? I haven't forgiven myself. And a lot of people say, you know what? I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know. I know. Amen. You haven't forgiven yourself when we say things like, I should have left them earlier. Come on, somebody. Y'all need to be real about this thing. I don't know why I stayed so long. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. See, we're laying the blame on ourselves. So when we don't forgive ourselves, this can lead to a hopeless situation. Amen. And not only is it hopeless, it's paralyzed in self-doubt. Whenever you're hopeless, you don't know what you're going to do. Amen. You don't know what your next move is going to be. Amen. Somebody will bring up something and all of a sudden, you know what you'll say? That's what I'm going to do. Amen. So you decide you're going to do this. Somebody brings up something else. Guess what? Guess what you're going to do? Well, that's what I'm going to do. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, we can't be hopeless. Amen. If we choose wrong, if I chose wrong before, this still thought, the same thing can happen again. Amen. Come on, somebody. you know what, I'm broke down to my last nickel, and I messed up some money, but you know what, I know a God that's able to do again, amen. Somebody say do again, amen. As long as I keep loving, as long as I keep doing, as long as I keep doing the things of God, God's got to repay, say got to repay me, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. You know, I always tell that story about how you know, I had to forgive myself because of the way I messed up in life. Amen. I messed up years ago in life. Amen. Come on, somebody. I lost everything. I lost my wife. I lost my kids. I lost my house. I lost everything. But you know what? It was my choice. Amen. But you know what? I thank God that I serve a forgiving God. Amen. Not only that, I thank God that I serve a forgiving God and I have a forgiving wife. Amen. Come on, somebody. Come on. Amen. It wasn't my wife's choice to eat out the food pantry. Oh, don't get quiet now. Y'all were clapping a few minutes ago. It was not her choice to have to cut her stockings. Because I blew the money. Come on, somebody. It wasn't her choice. But you know what? I thank God that he's forgiving. Amen. Come on, somebody. And then people want to persecute you for how good God is to me. Now, leave me alone. Amen. 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 Look. Go to the store and get whatever you want. Amen. Come on, say, am I in the right house? Amen. But make sure you bring that receipt back. Amen. I got to see it. Amen. 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 But you know what? I thank God that we serve a forgiving God. Because years ago, I messed up, man. But I thank God for his grace. And I thank him how he forgives. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen. See, a lot of times we'll say, I'll never let that happen again. Amen. And when we say that, we go from weakness to overcompensate in protecting ourselves. Amen. See, thought patterns don't allow for the presence of God to manifest itself. See, God's trying to heal us, but because of past hurt, we won't even let God heal us. Amen. You know what? They say raise their hand. You know what? I'm going to raise my hand about this high. Amen. Because if I raise my hands like that, that means that I surrender. Amen. And I'm not going to surrender all. Amen. Besides, they said always keep a little bit back. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Maybe that's in our culture, amen. But yeah, keep a little bit back because you never know if you need it, amen. Come on, somebody. I tell you what, with me and Pastor Loretta, we all in. If she take everything, amen, it was her to take, amen. But you know what? I still got to forgive her, amen. You say, you forgive her? Yeah, I forgive her. Because you know what? It's mostly hers anyway, amen. I'm in the right house, amen. I just get to enjoy the benefits. Say enjoy the benefits. Amen. Thank God. Say thank God that we're forgiven. Say we're forgiven. See, but you have to forgive yourself. Remember that through it all, God protected you. Amen. If you're here today, you made it. Say I made it. The kids, my kids, used to ask me how many different scars I had. Come on, somebody. See, I was an adventurous kid, amen. Man, I got, they said, you going to show my scar? You going to show a scar? Yeah. Man, I got scars everywhere. Come on, somebody. Look. And next time I see y'all going to be looking at my elbows and stuff, amen. Amen. I got scars, man. Look at me. I know I look good, but anyway. If you look close enough, amen, there are scars. There are scars all over my body, amen. Because I was an adventurous kid. Amen? Come, somebody say adventurous. See, this is what I want you to know, is that even one time I came down Church Hill. Y'all know what Church Hill is? It's a long hill on a skateboard. Come on, somebody. Not realizing that I had to stop at the end. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. But you know what? I can't show you right now. If I had some shorts on, I'd show you. I got a scar about from here to here. That's from that, amen. But you know what? The memory of the scar is always there. But guess what? The scar doesn't hurt anymore. Come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere to say this, amen. That's the way forgiveness is, amen. Even though there may be a scar, come on, somebody. It don't hurt no more. Come on, somebody. Even though you have your ears pierced, guess what? It don't hurt no more. Come on, I'm going somewhere with this. That's the way forgiveness is, amen. Whenever we give it to God, God takes care, say he takes care of everything. See, come on somebody. The thing about scars is, us and others can see the scars, but there's no more pain. We can even have holes in our heart. Come on somebody. But when the Lord, come on, I got one hand clap on that, but when the Lord heals a relationship, it shouldn't hurt. We must be able to go in confidence and secure and be secure that even when we fail, say even when we fail, God forgives us and we can forgive others. Say we can forgive others. Amen. See, the devil will attack your mind. He will attack your thoughts and he will tell you that it's not even worth it. But in the book of John says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. Not you are faithful. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. So this is what I leave you with today. We can start again with God and with others. So remember, God has forgiven us. Come on, somebody. And we must forgive others. God has forgiven us, and we got to forgive others. Amen. I don't know about you, but you know what? We just got to forgive. Amen. Somebody say amen. I did not say you forget. He's the only one that forgets, because he says he throws your sins as far as the east is from the west into the sea of forgetfulness. But every now and again, let's see. I got one up here too. Amen. That's called a clothesline scar. Amen. A barbed wire clothesline scar. Amen. Running from a girl. Amen. I was a little boy. He's talking about running from a girl. Yeah, running from a girl. Clothesline scar. I got another scar right here. Talking trash to a girl. She scratched me down. I'm telling you. Amen. But you know what? The thing about it is, these scars are what makes me. Amen. Come on, somebody. And I can look at those scars and say, you know what? I'm forgiven. Say, I'm forgiven. Are there any forgiven people in the house? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. I don't know who's been offended. I don't know who you have offended or who I have offended. But we need to start this back over again. Amen. You know, sometimes we just need to, you know what? You know what? Your name is, sir?
My name is Gary.
Gary. I'm Charvin Doty.
You bet.
Amen. It's nice to meet you, too. Me and Gary know each other. But sometimes you have to reintroduce yourself to who you are. Amen. And sometimes you have to just tell them, you know what? Gary Smith, I'm not who I used to be.
Oh.
I'm a new man in Christ. Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
Y'all got quiet on that one. Amen. I think it's some unforgiveness in the house. Amen. Come on, somebody. But if you don't take care of that unforgiveness, God cannot take care of you. Amen.